Welcome po sa Crossroads, especially mga first-time guest po natin. January is the month of consecration. Sabi mo nga, consecration. Talaga pong ibinubukod natin itong buwan na ito so that we can prepare ourselves for the great things that God is about to do for the rest of the year. Kaya po we spend time praying. Kahapon po, nasa Prayer Mountain kami kasama ng mga empowered women. At ang sarap pala pumunta ng Prayer Mountain pagka January. No? Punong-puno po yung Prayer Mountain, daming mga tao, at ang dami po nagpe-pray. So, let's make the most of January as our time to seek the face of God and look for His purpose. Discover our purpose for our lives. Amen po? Amen po ba? Parang hindi pa kayo nagigising ah, mga kapatid. Okay, pwede pa tumayo tayong lahat. Let's all stand up. And let's read the portion of the scriptures for today. It's found in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. No, simple lamang po itong verse na ito. This is one single verse. 29:18a. Ayan, basahin po natin. Okay, ready, go. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Okay, once again. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Okay. So that would be the text for today. Lumanalangin po tayo. Panginoon, salamat po sa iyong salita. It's so simple, it's so short, so concise, but pregnant with meaning. Bukas mo po yung aming mga mata upang aming makita kung ano talaga yung mga inihanda mo para sa amin. Lord, today, we want to see. Give us eyes to see. Make our hearts open to your leading and help us to see through your eyes. Give us vision today. This is our prayer in the most precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, palakpakan po natin ng Panginoon. Malakas sa palakpak para sa ating Panginoon. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. Okay. In July 10, no po, 2016, just about a year and a half ago, no, meron pong eroplano, Delta Airplane. No? And it was supposed to land on Grand Rapids, no, sa South Dakota, no, sa South Dakota, and yet it missed its mark. Anyway, the landing was so smooth, perfect landing. No? Kaya lamang po wrong airport. Kasi it missed the airport by 10 kilometers. Dapat sa South Dakota pupunta yung eroplano, kaya lang po napunta sa Ellsworth Air Military Air Base. Ganyan ba yung buhay natin? Ibang smooth ang flight, smooth ang takeoff, smooth ang flight, and smooth ang landing, but unfortunately, wrong airport. And 130 passengers had to wait for 3 hours para lang makabalik doon sa 10 miles. Alam mo yun, mula Mikawayan hanggang Monumento lang yun eh. 15 minutes lang or 10 minutes sa expressway or 5 minutes nga lang siguro eh. But they had to wait for 3 hours para makabalik doon sa South Dakota. Imagine mo po yun, ano? Sa buhay natin, pagka hindi mo talaga alam ang destination mo, there will be delays. Amen ba? If you don't know your purpose in life, your life will be wasted. Your time will be wasted. No? Your energy will be sapped if you don't know your purpose in life. Sabi ni Craig Rochelle, no? Sabi ni Craig Rochelle, everyone ends up somewhere, but unfortunately, not everyone, or only a few people, end up somewhere on purpose. Or All of us will end up somewhere. Pero konti lang yung mga tao that will end up somewhere on purpose, on target. Nung bata ka ba, kung sakali ba na kakausapin mo yung bata ka when you were 7 years old, just like this boy, kung magkakaroon kayo ng opportunity na ma-interview mo yung 7-year-old na ikaw, ano kaya ang lalabas sa kanyang bibig pag nakita ka? Will that 7-year-old boy say, "Wow! Way to go! Kasi ang ganda ng narating mo." O kaya, yung kayang bata na yon will say, "What happened to you? When you were young, you had a lot of dreams. When you were younger, you had a lot of things to do. Nothing is impossible for you. Whatever happened to you? Anong nang nangyari sa buhay mo?" Nung bata po ako, ang dami ko pong pangarap. Siguro that's a sign of immaturity on my part. Noong maliit ako, gusto kong maging sundalo. Well, siguro kasi yung barkada ko, best friend ko, gusto maging sundalo. Nahawa lang ako. Metay naman, gusto kong maging doktor. Metay naman, gusto kong maging artista. No? Metay naman, gusto kong maging engineer. Heavily influenced by my brother, Dico Alex. Kaya po nung elementary ako, yung aking handwriting ay engineering letters. Kasi I was preparing to become an engineer like my brother. And then, parang sabi ko, parang ayoko maging engineer. Gusto ko maging piloto. No? So, pabago-bago ho yung aking ambisyon at mga gustong gawin nung bata ako. Kasi siguro, hindi pa refined, hindi pa ako ganun ka-mature. No? Pero okay lang, kapag bata ka pa, iba-iba yung gusto mo. No? Yung ang kaklase ko nung elementary, nung tinanong siya, anong ambisyon mo? Ang gusto niya daw ay maging Spider-Man. So, mas mature pa pala ako kung tutuusin. No? Ikaw, malinaw ba kung saan ka pupunta? Malinaw ba kung saan ka tutungo? No? 3 to 5 years from now, makakarating ka. Tinitiya ko sa'yo, makakarating ka 3 to 5 years from now. But the question is, saan? Saan ka makakarating? Minsan, next slide, no? Mabuti pa yung mga bata, no? Because they have dreams. They have the energy. They have, you know, the courage to say, "Someday, I know I'm going to walk on the moon." There was this young boy, siguro mga 6 years old, sinabi nung nanay niya, habang nung patapos na silang kumain, matulog ka na sa kwarto. Then, pagkatapos mag-prepare nung mother dun sa ibaba, inakyat yung kayong anyang anak na si Jimmy. At nung napansin niya, hindi pa natutulog yung kanyang anak. Nahandoon sa pasimano, nakapangalumbaba at nakatingin sa buwan. At ang sabi niya, "Jimmy, anong ginagawa mo? Di ba sabi ko sa'yo, matulog ka na?" Ang sabi niya, "Ma, kasi tinitingnan ko yung buwan." "Bakit mo tinitingnan yung buwan?" Tapos nung ihiga na siya, inalagay na nung nanay yung kumot sa kanyang katawan. Ang sabi nung batang ito, "Mommy, you know what? One day, I'm going to walk on the moon." Ngumiti lang yung nanay. Pero you know, itong same boy na ito, after 32 years, matapos po ang isang malagim na aksidente sa kanyang buhay, in a motorcycle accident, that he almost broke all of his bones. Who would have thought that he will be one of the 12 representatives of the human race to be able to step on the moon? He's part of the 4th batch of the lunar exploration. See? Si James, no? James Irwin. Imagine that. Ikaw, anong pangarap mo nung bata ka? Meron bang plano? Meron bang direksyon? Meron bang destinasyon? Halimbawa pa, pumunta kayo sa church na ito, no? At ang church na ito, na Crossworld, ay Barabarabay. Alam mo yon, yung walang plano. Kung ano na lang ang maisipang ipakanta, kakantahin. Kung ano na lang ang maisipang gawin, gagawin. Pagkatapos, makikinig kayo ng isang sermon na walang puntos, ni hindi mo alam kung saan patungo yung speaker, ni hindi mo alam kung anong kwenta. At siguro sisipain mo yung sarili mo at sasabihin mo, bakit ba ako napunta-punta dito sa church na ito? Sayang lang ang oras ko. Pero maraming mga tao, you know, they live like their lives like that. They just go through the motion, parang inaanod na lang ng alon, hinihipa na lang ng hangin kung saan na lang makarating. I pray that you will be able to fulfill your destiny not by chance. Huwag mong ipagkatiwala ang iyong kinabukasan sa pachamba-chamba. Itong church na ito ay hindi bunga ng chamba. This is not an accident. This is on purpose. This is on target. But how about your life? Do you have a purpose? Do you have a destination? Do you have something to look forward to? So as we start the year, I want you to discover your purpose. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Ang linaw-linaw na pagkakasabi doon. Ano pagkakasabi? Where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is no vision, people perish. That's from the King James Version. Tingnan natin sa, no, ito pong vision na ito, interestingly, as we discover and pursue God's purpose for our lives, no, yung pong word na vision dito, ang word na ginamit po sa Hebrew ay kazon. Can you say kazon? No? Yung pong CHA, hindi po yan pinupronounce sa parang cheese na chazon. Hindi ho chazon. This is pronounced kazon. No, yung pong pagpinronounce mo yung kazon, galing po dito sa lalamunan. Try nyo nga po, kazon, ganun. Yun yung para bang medyo dumadahak ka, parang ganun. Sabi mo, kazon. Isa pa, kazon. Ayan, bago po tayo magpatuloy, pakipunasan po yung batok ng nasa harapan ninyo. Okay? So, sabi, where there is no kazon, where there is no vision, no, people perish. Yung pong salitang kazon in Hebrew, ang ibig pong sabihin niyan ay a dream, a revelation, a vision, or a purpose. The question is, are you living your kazon? For the next 40 days, mga kapatid, I want you to join us in a very exciting journey of a lifetime. Join us in discovering your personal, unique purpose. Samahan niyo kami, mga kapatid. Every Sunday, we're going to discuss this. Every Tuesday, we also invite you kasi part and parcel of everything that we are going to do is to discover your very purpose of existence. Why are you here in the first place? What on earth is the reason why you are here? Kaya po simula po bukas, kaya coinciding with this is our prayer and fasting, no? Pag magpe-pray and fast po tayo, mananalangin, no? Para makatulong po sa atin so that we will be able to find our purpose. Kasi pag hindi malinaw ang iyong vision, kung hindi malinaw ang iyong pangitain, mapapahamak ka talaga. Sabi nga sa NIV, ano pagkakasabi po doon? Next slide, ang sabi po dito, when there is, I think it's in, yeah, from the King James Version, where there is no vision, people perish. Pag wala kang paningin, bangin na, hindi mo pa nakikita, mamamatay ka pala. Where there is no, next slide, no, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. Ito naman po yung pagkakabanggit sa NIV, na kapag wala daw kapahayag ang galing sa Diyos, ang mga tao ay iniwawaksi ang lahat ng mga pumipigil sa Kanya. Yung akala niyang pumipigil sa kanya lahat ng restraint. Ang sabi naman po, next slide, no? Sa NLT, pakibasa nga natin, ready, go. When people do not receive divine guidance, they run wild. Wow. Kapag hindi ka marunong tumanggap ng payo ng langit, pag hindi ka marunong tumanggap ng sinasabi ng Diyos sa iyong buhay, ano daw ang mangyayari? Magwawala ka. You will run wild. When there are no vision, you know, and prophetic vision, next slide, po, people are unrestrained. Where there is no vision, people are unrestrained. And next slide, sabi po din dito, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. Kung liliwanagin po nating maigi, mga kapatid, simple lang naman yan. Kapag wala kang pangitain, dumarating na yung sasakyan, hindi mo pa nakikita, mabubunggu ka o masasagasaan ka. Kapag wala kang malinaw na natatanaw, ang buhay parang paulit-ulit at nakakabagot. Para bang paikot-ikot lang. Kapag ka wala kang pangitain, ang buhay po, dahil nga paikot-ikot, nakakapagod. Pinakamahirap sigurong pakiramdam, kaya napapagod ang mga tao kasi trabaho ng trabaho, gawa ng gawa, pero wala namang bunga. Pagkatapos, wala namang result. Siguro, yun ang pinakanakapapagod na gawain. Para kang tinatangay lang ng hangin na dahon. No? Ang buhay daw, kapag ka walang pangitain at walang direksyon, ang buhay mo daw ay nasasayang. When there is no purpose for your life will be wasted. Naalala niyo yung kwento doon sa isang lalaki na niregaluhan yung nanay niya. Ang nanay niya po ay 70 years old, ay niregaluhan niya ng isang pambihirang ibon. Ang pambihirang ibon na ito ay sumasayaw. Ang pambihirang ibon na ito ay kumakanta. Napakarami niyang alam na verse sa Bible. No? Sasabihin mo lang yung verse John 3:16, sasabihin niya na, "For God so loved the world," ang galing ng ibon na to. Kaya lang ang ibon na to, napakamahal. No? Ang halaga po ng ibon na ito ay kalahating milyong piso. Kalahating milyong piso dahil lang sa ibon. Pero dahil mahal nung anak, yung kanyang nanay, yung 70-year-old yung nanay, binigyan ng regalo, pambihirang ibon. Nung naipadala na yung ibon sa nanay, tumawag yung anak. Pagkatapos ng isang araw at ang sabi ni nanay, "Ano masasabi mo sa ibong pinadala ko sa iyo?" Ang sabi ng nanay, "Aba, iho anak, napakasarap." Sabi niya, "Nanay, hindi mo ba alam?" Sabi niya ganoon, yung ibon na yon, kalahating milyon ang halaga nun, nanay. Kalahating milyon na tinayo, kaya kalahating milyon ang halaga nun, nanay. Marunong yung sumayaw, marunong yung kumanta, ang dami niyang verse na alam, marami siyang lengguwaheng alam. Sabi nung nanay, "Eh, ba't di siya nagsalita?" He should have spoken. Kaya your life will be wasted if you don't know your purpose. Walang meaning, walang kahulugan, walang kabuluhan ang buhay. Part din, sinabi doon, na kapag wala kang pangitain, nawawala ka. You're lost. Pero maraming walang pangitain, hindi lang nawawala, kundi nagwawala. If you don't have a vision, magwawala ka talaga. You get hooked up in drugs, in illicit relationships, in sex, no, pornography, gaming, Netflix, social media. Bakit? Wala naman direksyon ng buhay mo. Kaya, actually, that's how Japan conquers the world. That's how China conquers the world. Nililibang po tayo. So kapag wala kang vision, ikaw ay kalad ka rin. May kilala ba kayong ganon? Kalad ka rin. Kahit saan mo yakagin, sasama. Kahit anong ipresenta mo, oo-ohan. Kahit saan mo dalin, walang tanong-tanong, walang kaabog-abog, sasama sa'yo. Tanda mo, kapatid, kapag wala kang vision, yung taong may mga vision, may vision para sa pera mo, may vision para sa oras mo, may vision para sa mga konsepto mo, may vision para sa talento mo, may vision para sa buhay mo, at yung mga taong may vision, lalo kung masamang intensyon, gagamitin ka nila. So you must have your vision. Receive it from the Lord. Okay? Can we just reflect on some of these things, no? Where there is no vision, that you were created to have a growing lifelong and personal relationship with your Creator, your inner being withers and dies. Kung wala kang vision with your personal relationship with God. Pangalawa, when there is no vision that you have been placed on earth to matter deeply to other people and reveal God's love and power to them, you know what? You will live in loneliness and your relationships perish. Where there is no vision for a godly family, you have 50% chance of ending up divorced or separated. Kung wala kang vision for your family. Where there is no vision that your body is the temple of God's Spirit, property on loan from Him, your physical health slips away and your exuberance fades. Where there is no vision for a financially wise lifestyle, you can live in the richest country on earth and still be drowning in debt. Kasi wala kang pangitain about your resources. Where there is no vision for a meaningful work, people live for 5 o'clock. Kapag ang trabaho mo ay meron kang trabaho dahil lang sa, you know, para lang kumita at mabuhay, alam mo ang mangyayari, you will simply just exist. These people's goal is to survive, to pay bills, stay married, and keep the kids out of jail. But you and I were made for so much more. Amen? I pray isang araw dumating sa buhay mo at magkaroon ka ng pangitain na sabihin mo, I want to live my life not as a victim, but as a victor. I no longer want to live my life as a consumer, but as a contributor. I want to live my life by choice and not by chance. And I don't want my life to be an accident, but to be intentional. Why? Because our God is a God of purpose. Our God is a God of plans. He has great plans for your life. Kaya Kanya nilikha. Kasi alam mo, ang tindi-tindi ng plano niya sa buhay mo. Kaya Kanya tinubos dun sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Kasi gusto niyang i-redeem yung nawala, lahat ng nawala sa'yo. Kasi ang tindi-tindi ng potential mo, kapatid. Matindi ang pangarap ng Panginoon sa'yo. Kaya you have to listen. Eavesdrop in heaven and listen to God. Lord, ano ba ang gusto mong ipagawa sa akin? Kaya where there is no vision, people perish. There's so much more that God has in store for you. There's so many things that God wants to give you. There's so many things that God has planned that you will do. Don't waste your life. Huwag mo sayangin ang buhay mo. Well, there is no kazon, sabi ni Craig Rochelle, people perish. Kazon means vision, revelation, divine guidance, prophetic vision, a big idea, isang malaking ideya, no? A dream or a purpose. Si Bill Gates, simple lang naman ang kanyang vision, world domination. Si Jesus, pinakamatindi. Alam niya yung purpose niya. Alam mo ang sabi niya, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, but to give His life as a ransom for many. You can never distract Jesus. Alam niya yung purpose niya. Kaya nga, kahit maikli lang ang buhay niya, it was so meaningful. Sometimes, may mga tao gusto niya, mahabang-mahabang buhay ko. Paulit-ulit naman. Di ba, kagaya nung isang teacher na nag-a-apply para maging principal, sabi niya ganun, how long is your experience? Ang sabi nung nag-i-interview sa kanya, ang sabi niya, I have 25 years experience. Sabi nung nag-i-interview sa kanya, no, you only have one experience, no, multiplied 25 times. Bakit? Yung 1 year na yon paulit-ulit lang naman. Wala naman talagang bagong nangyari at wala naman talagang kakaibang nangyari. Ikaw, yung buhay mo, ano ba? How would you assess your life? Okay? So dapat malinaw kung ano yung tinatahak ng buhay natin para hindi nasasayang. Si Apostle Paul, malinaw din para sa kanya ang kanyang vision, no? I do not consider my life worthy of anything, but only to testify. I live to testify about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So ito yung mga malilinaw na direksyon eh. Kagaya ni Martin Luther nung sinabi niya, you know, equality. Na kahit black ka, kahit white ka, no? Pare-pareho kayo ng mga rights, pare-pareho kayong nagkakausap, pare-pareho kayong ng respeto sa isa't isa. So what is your purpose in life? What is your vision? What is your passion? If money were not an object, if money were not an issue, then what do you plan to do with the rest of your life? What wakes you up? What excites you? What makes you happy? What makes you cry? What makes you angry? Those have clues on your purpose. At tanda mo, napakahalaga kasi kung saan ka nakatingin, doon ka makakarating. You will gravitate and you will become in the direction of your most dominant thought. Kung ano yung nag-occupy lagi ng isip mo, doon ka patungo. Kung ano yung laging laman ng puso mo at laging laman ng isip mo, yun ang direction mo, doon ka nakaharap, doon ka makakarating. So what is your dream? How do you plan to save the world? What is your passion? No. Amen? So napakahalaga po na maliwanag yung vision mo. And let me just share 4 important things and gifts, no, na makakatulong sa'yo so that you will be encouraged and inspired to really pursue, discover your purpose and pursue it all the days of your life. There are 4 gifts, no, in discovering and pursuing your passion. Number 1 gift is perspective. Kapag ka malinaw ang vision mo, no, you will have focus. When you begin to understand what you are supposed to do, you can better discern what you are not supposed to do. Pag malinaw kung ano ang tungkol sa buhay mo at pinagagawa ng Diyos sa'yo, so madali mong tanggihan yung mga bagay na hindi naman makatutulong dun sa pinagagawa ng Panginoon sa'yo. Amen ba? If you're my age, kung kasing edad kita, no? Mga 35, ganun. Kung magkasing edad tayo, I'm 53, baliktarin lang. You would have seen 2 million commercials in your lifetime. At lahat ng commercial na yan, nagsasabing, itong bilin mo, ano, magiging makahulugan ng buhay mo pag itong sinuot mo. No? Magkakaroon ka ng status, kikilalanin ka ng tao kapag itong sasakyan mo. No? People will tell you what to do with your money. People will dictate kung anong meaningful, kung anong bagay sa'yo, kung anong makatutulong sa'yo. Yun ang ginagawa ng mga tao. So kung hindi malinaw yung purpose mo sa buhay mo, so yung credit card mo, kung saan-saan makakarating. And before you know it, no, baong ka na sa utang. Kasi hindi ka baka hindi eh. Lahat na lang na makita mo sa Lazada. No? Hello, sikuhin mo yung katabi mo. Ayan, pinariringgan ka na naman ni Pastor. Lahat ng makita mo sa online, ako, binibili mo. Ubos ang credit card. Kasi nga, hindi malinaw yung focus. Amen? Amen ba? Kaya, other people have also vision for your money, kagaya na sabi ko kanina, for your time, your energy, your concept, your gifts, your talent, and your life, and they will ultimately use you if you don't have a rallying point, you know, a single-minded goal in your life. Fulfill your destiny not by chance, but by choice. So that's number 1 gift, focus. Focus. Sabi mo nga, focus. Yung linaw ng tingin. Isa lang ang pupuntahan. Pangalawa is perseverance. Can you say perseverance? Ang buhay po hindi madali. Ang buhay po mahirap. Napakarami pong hamon. Ang dami pong challenges ang buhay. Kung tayo manipis, kung tayo, alam mo yon, yung madaling masaktan, hindi po pala kaibigan ng mundo. Ang mundo hindi po malambot. Hindi kanya bibigyan ng kutsyon pag babagsak ka. Pag nalaglag ka, hindi magiging tubig yung semento. Masakit yung malaglag. Masakit, mabigo. Ang buhay, mahirap. Kaya kung wala kang vision, konting hirap lang, konting sakit lang, bibitaw ka na. Tama ba? Kung meron akong taong kilala talagang matindi ang endurance, ano? Matindi ang threshold sa pain, no? Eh, pero nung una ko siya nakilala, hindi naman eh. Alam ko, madaling umaray, madaling aray, madaling mag-react. Pero nung nakita ko nung uli, ang tindi pala nito sa threshold sa pain. Alam niyo kung sino yon? Yung may bahay ko, si Pastora Citas. No? Madali hong magulat yan. Madaling masaktan. No? Pero, nun hong pinagbuntis niya si Yalel, naku, takot-takot po yung hirap na dinanas niya. Nasaan na ba si Yalel? No? Kasi yun, ilang oras nag-labor? 18 hours nagle-labor, ayaw pa hong bumaba nung anak ko, gustong-gusto pa sa loob. Ang pangarap po namin, normal delivery. Kaya lang po, na cesarean po siya kasi sabi nung doktor namin, nung OB-GYN, delikado na yung bata kapag hindi nakalabas ng ano, pag umabot na ng 20 plus hours inside. So I saw her pain. I saw yung hirap na dinanas ng aking may bahay. No? At pagkatapos ng ilang buwan, buntis na naman. Parang siyang may kasalanan, ano? Parang sinisisi ko pa siya. No? Di pagkatapos po ng dedication namin, dinedicate namin si Yalel, no? Sabi po namin sa mga tao, salamat po sa pagdalo ninyo sa dedication ng aming anak. See you next year. At hindi pa ho nasiyahan. Nung idinedicate naman si Yanra, no? Pagkatapos po ng dedication, sinabi po uli namin, see you next year again. Kasi yung taon-taon po, sunod-sunod. Si Yalel, si Yanra, saka si Aliana, sunod-sunod po yun. No? Wala naman ho kaming plano talagang magpatlang kasi hindi na ho ako bumabata. Siya ho mas bata sa akin. Pero I saw her, alam mo yung pain, yung hirap. She's so enduring. No? Alam mo yun? Meron bang babaeng magsasabi na, alam mo, gusto kong ano, gusto kong madagdagan ng pounds, mga 30 pounds. Meron ba ba babaeng magsasabi ng gano'n? Alam mo, gusto ko na ano, yung bang, yung nasusuka, nahihilo, gustong-gusto ko yon. Meron bang gano'ng babae na nagsasabi? Meron bang babae na nagsasabi na, alam mo, gusto kong pumangit. Alam mo, yung lalaki yung ilong ko, tataba yung leeg ko, no, yung binti ko, maglolobohan, ano. No, bakit? Kasi buntis ako. Meron ba babae magsasabi ng gano'n? Iitim ang leeg mo, iitim ang kilikili mo, magkakabarikos veins ka. Meron bang babae na mangangarap magkaganon? Uulit ka pa? Pero alam mo, nung tinatanong ko siya, bakit kaya mo tiisin ang lahat ng yan? Isang bagay lang sabihin niya, kapag nahawakan niya na yung baby, kapag nakita niya na si Yalel, nakita niya na, oh, pagka-pogi-pogi. Si Yanra, nako, pagka-bango-bango. Si Aliana, yan. Mga hinahalikan mo pa sa kilikili. Mga niyayakap-yakap. Ngayon, ayaw nang magpayakap. Ayaw nang... At yung kilikili, nako, iba na. Pero anyway, what I'm trying to say is this, why would a mother, a woman, no, allow herself to suffer if only she has a vision and a purpose to bear a child in her womb. A vision, the essence of a woman. And to finally say, I am fulfilled. Kaya kung mayroon kang maliw na vision, titiisin mo lahat. Amen ba? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, matagal na kitang pinagtitiisan. Diba? Kasi kung mahal mo, kung may pangarap ka, talagang tsatsagain mo eh. Amen ba? Magkakaroon ka ng perseverance, magkakaroon ka ng endurance, hindi mo na alintana yung hirap. Basta makatapos ka sa pagdudoktor, kahit wala boyfriend. Tama ba? Basta makatapos ka sa pag-aaral, makita mo yung hirap ng mga magulang mo. No, matupad mo yung iyong pangarap. So when you have a vision, the gift of perseverance is there. Amen. Pangatlo, no, na gift ng vision and purpose is peace. Can you say peace? Kapag ka ikaw ay may malinaw na direksyon sa buhay, gigising ka sa umaga ng payapa. Bakit? Alam mo kasi kung anong gagawin mo the whole day. Hindi yung pagising mo sa umaga, nag-iisip ka, ano kayang gagawin ko? Kasi hindi mo kilala kung sino ka. Ni hindi mo alam kung ano ang gagawin mo o anong trabaho mo. If you don't know your vision, you're in for a lot of insecurities, a lot of anxieties, a lot of fear. Kasi nga, ni sa sarili mo, hindi ka sigurado kung sino ka eh. You have peace knowing that you have a destination. Pag sasakay po kami sa aeroplano, pag ako sasakay sa aeroplano, nakakatulog ako ng maimbing. Bakit? Alam ko kasi patungo kaming Singapore, patungo kaming Davao, patungo kaming Palawan, patungo kaming kung saan man yung destination. Kasi alam mo, yung aeroplano may destination. Isang araw nga daw po, mayroong isang lalaking hinawakan yung stewardess. Tinutukan ng baril. At ang sabi, dalhin mo ako sa Detroit! Sabi ng stewardess, sir, huwag po kayo magpanik. Patungo po tayo sa Detroit. Sabi ng lalaki, ganun ba? Sige, umupo na. So maraming mga tao, paranoid. Maraming mga tao, nabubuhay sa takot. Nabubuhay sa pangamba. Bakit? Hindi alam kung saan pupunta. Kaya alam mo, kapag ka malinaw ang vision mo, malinaw ang purpose mo sa buhay, you will have peace. At panghuli, no? Hindi lang peace, kundi passion. Can you say passion? O yung passion, yung bang ito yung nagpapabangon sa'yo sa umaga. You are excited to wake up. Ano yung bagay na pag ginagawa mo, nakakalimutan mong kumain? Nakakalimutan mong matulog? Nakakalimutan mong mag-CR? Sabi dito, Dota. What makes you to forget to eat, to sleep, and even to poop? That is a clue to your passion, to your vision. Sabi nga ni Steve Jobs, if you are working on something that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. Kapag ka gusto mo yung ginagawa mo at yun yung pangarap na gusto mong tumbukin, hindi ka kinakailangang itulak. Hindi kinakailangang ipagtulakan para gawin mo yan. No? Anong sabi dito? Binabata ka ng vision. Ginigiyagis ka ng vision. Dinidisturb ka ng vision at bumabangon ka at gagawin mo yung dapat mong gawin kasi the vision pulls you forward. Kaya I pray that every one of us will have a forward outlook. Do not let your past push you. Be led by your dreams. Be led by your vision. Let your vision lead you. Let your dreams lead you. Don't let the past push you around. Dapat forward-looking. Excited tayo sa susunod na mga mangyayari. Nung nagdi-discuss nga po kami sa Phoebus, nung alumni, 78th year po kasi ng Phoebus College of Bible, at ang kanila pong theme ay celebrating the faithfulness of God for 70 years. So, then, isa po sa mga kasama namin sabi, di ba 70 years, parang ang tagal ng panahon, ano? Hanggang celebration na lang ba tayo? Wala ba tayong vision? Sabihin, saan ba tayo patungo after 70 years? Dapat meron tayong oomph! No, alam mo yun? Oomph! Actually, hindi niya ma-explain kung ano yun eh. No? Ano yung ating oomph? Nagpapa-ano sa'yo, nagpapa-oomph sa'yo. Hindi niya ma-explain kung ano yun. Sabi ko, actually, that's vision. That's a dream. A vision that will captivate your imagination, that will capture your emotion. No, a vision about the future, about the bright future. Yun dapat. At ito yung magrarally. Marami pa nagsasuggest, kailangan meron daw tayong pagkakaisa. Sabi ko, madaling magkaisa kapag malinaw yung pupuntahan eh. Ngayon, kung tayo nabubuhay sa nakaraan, no, at wala tayong tutunguhin sa hinaharap, it's not gonna be exciting. So ngayon, wino-work out po nila yung vision. No? So, sabi ko, instead of focusing on the past at lahat lang ng mga ginawa ng Diyos, let's get excited about what God is about to do for the next 70 more years. Amen. So after celebrating, you celebrate. Yes, celebrate. Yes, but after celebrate, elevate. Don't just live in the past. Elevate. Challenge yourself. Dream some more. Bigger dreams. Amen. Pwede mo palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. Kasi kapag ka malinaw ang vision mo, hindi ka mapapagod eh. Kapag ka yung ginagawa mo, you're wired for it, you won't get tired. Pagka tinignan niyo po ako, Pastor Al, how do you handle your schedule? No, imagine you're a pastor, you're taking care of people, 1,000 people in Central, and you have 20 churches, no? 18 churches in the Philippines, 2 churches international, Indonesia, and in London. You have an orphanage, you have CCDC, you have the tribal ministry. So how do you manage yourself? No, your time, no? Hindi ka ba napapagod? Eh, alam nyo, napapagod din. Pero I don't give up. Kailangan magpahinga lang ng konti. But, alam mo, yung pag ginagawa mo, yung pagkakalikha ng Panginoon sa'yo, hindi ka mababurn out eh. Kapag ka tinawag ka ng Panginoon kung saan ka nakalinya at kung ano yung purpose niya sa buhay mo, alam mo, hindi nakakabagot yun eh. Kaya when I wake up every morning, I'm so excited to wake up every morning. In fact, maaga po akong gumigising to do my devotion, to prepare for a whole day's work. I'm excited in life. Why? Because I know my purpose. Amen? Amen ba? So dapat, at the end of the 40 days, you will be able to determine, no, what is your ideal life. Ano yung masasabi mo, this is my ideal life. What is your ideal life? Huwag mo lang sabihin na buhay na walang utang. O buhay na walang sakit. O buhay na hindi masakit ang ulo ko dahil sa aking mga anak. Survival mode yun. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your ideal life. Siguro, at the end of the 40 days, it's a process po natin. I will be asking you to write siguro mga 15 statements that will say, my ideal life is this and that. Sa akin po, isa sa sample ko lang is, my ideal life is, no, to minister to God together with my wife and my family. That's my ideal life. My ideal life is to be able to speak and inspire people, maybe 10 people or 10,000 people. It doesn't matter, the number. My ideal life is, you know, when I see people find and discover their purpose in life. My ideal life is when I see people, you know, alam mo yon, yung they bounce back. They, because of faith, they have hope. Kapag nakausap ko, nabubuhay yung mga spirito. That's my ideal life. I'm excited to do that. Isa pang, when I say, my ideal life is to be able to have time for myself playing tennis, maybe go on scuba diving. I have time, no, to travel, minister with my wife, with my kids. No, that's my ideal life. Ang sarap gawin noon. Amen. Now, what about you? What is your ideal life? Exciting ba? I want you to be able to write your ideal life for the next weeks. No? Gawin po natin ito. Amen. Amen. Isang malakas sa palakpak sa ating Panginoon. Now, para mas maintindihan natin ng konti, although pahapyaw lang ito about the next messages ay ibibigay ko. Okay? There are three important circles of your life that they need to converge. Tatlong mahalagang bilog. Ano po yun? Yan. Yung punguna, yung core values, ano yung mga pinagpapahalagahan mo? Number two, ano po yung life experiences mo? Ano yung buhay mo nung nakaraan? No? Meron tayong exercise na gagawin dito sa life, past experiences na ibe-brainstorm mo yung nakaraan mo about the people in your life, the events in your life, places in your life, no? Ibe-brainstorm natin yan, and then you will make a chapter in your life chronologically. Ilalagay mo ng chapter yan. Then ilalagay mo ng title yan, parang pelikula. Ang ganda nito kapag ginawa mo to. No, lalagay mo ng title yan, parang pelikula. And then sa bawat chapter, anong tinuturo ng Diyos sa'yo? At ito'y magbibigay ng clue kung saan ka dadali ng Diyos. So your past experiences, merong bearing yan sa gustong pagdalhan sa'yo ng Diyos. Okay? Next week, yung po pag-uusapan natin, your life experiences, looking through the eyes of God. And then, we will discover your spiritual gifts. No? Kasi you have to have a vision bigger than your life, bigger than your family. Kasi kung ang vision mo lang, pamilya mo lang, alam mo yon. Ang vision mo lang ay maglaro, ang vision mo mag-basketball, ang vision mo ay matalo mo lahat sa Dota, pang-sarili. You must have a vision bigger than your life, bigger than yourself. Kasi kung wala kang vision bigger than yourself, habang buhay kang nasa bahay, nakahiga, nakahilata, habang nakahiga, nag-FB, nag-Instagram, walang saysayang buhay. So, ito pong tatlo na to, pag pinagsama-sama mo yung tatlo at nag-converge yung tatlong circle na yan, core values, spiritual gifts, and past experiences, yung nasa gitna nun, yun ang yung kasun. Amen ba? Ako, excited ako na malaman yung aking kasun. Although may mga hint na ako, pero excited ako na malaman ninyo. Can you join us in the life group? We're going to discuss this. You must be a part of a life group. Doon natin i-discuss ito, isa-isahin po natin ito sa life group. So you should be a part of a life group. Okay? So ito po yung tatlong mahalagang circles in your life. And then, para ma-translate natin yung kason, once you discover, at the end of siguro mga 4 weeks pa, you will be able to write your own purpose statement. No, maisusulat mo kung ano yung saysay ng buhay mo at anong destinasyon ng buhay mo sa isang pangungusap. Okay? At pagkatapos nun, tutulungan po namin kayo to come up with a plan of action on how to live out your purpose. Di ba? Doon nasisira yung ibang brilliant mag-isip, ang galing magplano, ang galing mag-strategize, ang galing mag-vision, mag-dream, pero wala namang action. But this time, we will make some plans on how to really live out your purpose. Exciting po ba? Amen? Amen. Yung mga excited nga, pumalakpak ng malakas. Amen. And then, para lang sa ganun, alam mo, itong matesting natin itong kazone natin into real life experiences at yung talagang pang-araw-araw nating buhay, may tatamaan pong limang aspeto ng inyong buhay. May tatamaan lima. Ito po yung lima na madadali ng kason natin. The five spokes of your life, which will include, number one, God. Pangalawa, people. Your family and the people around you. Your finances, your health, and your work. Kaya humanda-handa ka, kapatid. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, humanda ka. Tatamaan ka. Kasi kung mabubuhay tayo, nakagaya lang ng ginawa natin ng isang taon, walang mangyayari sa buhay natin. Paikot-ikot lang tayo. Sabi nga, that's the height of stupidity. When you do the same thing, expecting a different result. Now we are going to do some things differently. Amen? I want you to look at your life differently. I want you to look at your purpose differently. I want you to look at your future differently so that you will act differently. And this time, something will happen. Amen. Exciting? Exciting ba? Yes, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So yan po yan, ha? Five spokes. God, family, health, finances, and work. I have some reflection questions for you. Pag-isipan mo lang ilang mga bagay na ito. Number one, are you where you want to be? Yung bang kinalalagyan mo ngayon, yan ba yung gusto mo? Number two, have you accomplished all you thought you would by now? Number three, do you want a more fulfilling career or business? Number four, could your relationships be deeper, more rewarding, and more meaningful? May ilalalim pa ba? May igaganda pa ba yung mga relasyon natin? Number five, what have you done that you believe in and you are proud of? Madalas kasi pag may nakausap tayong tao, ang una nating tanong ay, what do you do? Anong ginagawa mo? So sabi, engineer ako, doktor ako, ano ang normal sasabihin ng mga tao? Businessman, ano ba, estudyante, anong ginagawa mo? Architect ako. Pero pag tinanong mo yung tao na, what have you done that you believe in and you are proud of? Ano yung nagawa mo na? Na believe ka at proud ka. Then, yung mga tao mag-iisip, oh nga no, ano nga ba yung nagawa ko na siguro isang doktor sabihin niya, siguro nung meron akong inoperahan, tas ang magagastos niya ay siguro mga 150,000, pero hindi ko na lang siningil. Siguro that's one good thing that you did that you're proud of. Ano yung nagawa mo na? So sana yung maging clue yan, ano, sa mga bagay na gusto mong gawin sa iyong buhay. And number six, if you knew you were going to die 1 year from today, what would you do and how would you want to be remembered? Kung isang taon na lang ang natitira sa iyong buhay, anong gagawin mo? At paano mo gustong maalala sa iyong lamay habang ikay nakahiga sa ataol? Ano mga gusto mong marinig? I hope this will radically change the way you do things and the way you live your life. Sabi ni Sir Francis Drake, disturb us, Lord, when we are too pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we dream too little, when we arrive safely because we sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord. Pero it's not just about dreaming big dreams. Bago kasi makapangarap ng malaki, dapat malinaw muna yung purpose mo. Kasi baka mamaya, gawa ka ng isang napakalaking proyekto, hindi naman pala naka-align yon sa purpose ng buhay mo. One of the most magnificent and most beautiful edifice or structure in the world is in Taj Mahal. No, it's in India. This is Taj Mahal. Alam mo bang storya ng Taj Mahal kung bakit nagawa yan? Noong 1629, yung pinaka-leader ng India na si Shah Jalan ay mayroong paboritong asawa. Next slide. Pakiclick. Yan. So, yan si Shah Jalan in 1629. At ito yung kanyang paboritong asawa. Ibig sabihin, marami siyang asawa. Anyway, namatay yung kanyang pinakamamahal na kabiyak. At he could not get over, no, the death of his beloved wife. Ang pagluluksa ay matagal. Hindi niya makalimutan. Kaya ang sabi niya, bilang pagpupugay at pagpapaalala at pagpaparangal sa aking minamahal na kabiyak, magtatayo ako ng isang napakagandang structure in memory of her. Okay, so yung pong ataol nung kanyang asawa ay nasa gitna ng construction site at nagsimula na pong gumawa. Gawa ng gawa. Hanggang sa lumipas ang linggo, lumipas ang buwan, lumipas ang taon, si Shah Jalan ay talagang na-engross, na-preoccupied doon sa detalye ng construction, at talagang he was so passionate about the building na talagang binuhos niya ang kanyang panahon, ang kanyang isip, lakas, lahat na, yaman, napunta na doon. Hanggang isang araw, habang ongoing pa rin yung construction, ano, may natalisod po siya. Isang kahon. At sa galit niya, sabi, tapon nga yan, naman nakabalandra yan dyan. Pinatapon niya. Ilang buwan ang lumipas, nung i-dedicate na, hinahanap, nasa na yung ataol. Hindi na nakita kasi pinatapon niya, yung palang natilalisod niya, yung ataol nung misis niya. The very purpose for which the structure was built was forgotten. Hanggang hindi na ho nakita yung bangkay. Very unfortunate, di ba? Nawala, naligaw, nakalimot sa purpose ng buhay kung bakit ginawa yung Taj Mahal. No? Pakiklik uli. So, sayang, ano? Ang ganda nung structure, ang ganda nung building, and yet the purpose was lost. So, at the end of 40 days, ang panalangin ko sa Panginoon, mga kapatid, you join us with this exciting journey. Ang pangarap ko, bawat isa po sa inyo, you will be able to discover your purpose, your unique, personal purpose. Yung para sa'yo lang talaga. Tailor-made, customized. No? Bawat isa sa inyo, madiscover ninyo ang inyong kazone. Kaya huwag kayong liliban every Sunday. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Sunday uli ah. Okay. And then I pray that you will join us with prayer and fasting. If you cannot do a 40-day fast, you can do a 20-day fast. Ang ginagawa lang po naman namin, simple lang naman, we skip one meal per day. So breakfast, hindi ka magbe-breakfast, halit na mag-breakfast ka, ikaw ay mananalangin at magbabasa ng salita ng Diyos para makatulong yon, para maging malaman mo ang kalooban ng Diyos. Tandaan ninyo, pag nagpa-fasting po tayo, hindi po ito diet. Okay? We are not after body transformation, but we are after soul transformation. We're not on a diet here. Our success here will not be measured by calories and pounds and kilos. But it will be measured, no, by our closeness to the Lord, our intimacy with Him. Pangalawa, it's not a demand. We're not on hunger strike. Pag nagpa-fasting ka, hindi ka nag-hunger strike. Bakit ka ba nag-hunger strike? When you want to defy an authority figure, and so that you can make him do something, force him to do something. We're not on hunger strike. Pag nagpa-fasting tayo, hindi natin pinipitsarahan ng Diyos at binabaraso ang Diyos. Sabi mo, Lord, gawin mo ito kasi kung hindi mo ito gagawin, hindi ako kakain. We're not on hunger strike when we fast. Amen? Amen ba? At pangatlo, this is not a demonstration. Hindi po tayo nagpipiket dito at hindi rin po tayo magta-translasyon. Kasi baka mamaya, gagawin mo magpa-fast para nagat sa ganun, mukhang kawawa ka at pagka ikaw ay humpak na at payat na at nakita ka ng Diyos, maawa ang Diyos sa'yo. No, pag nakita, kawawa naman yung anak ko, payatot na. Kawawa naman ang anak ko, hindi na kumakain. Sige na nga, sagutin ko na yung panalangin mo. We're not here to pressure God. Amen? In fact, we fast and pray so that we can be sensitive to Him. We can be more intimate with Him. We can hear from Him, see Him, so that He will be able to reveal His heart to us. That's the objective of prayer and fasting. Amen? So, wag po kayo matatakot pagka nag-pray and fast. Ibig sabihin lang po nito, sinasabi natin, Lord, You're more important to me than food. You're more important to me than FB. By the way, kasama po yung FB, Instagram, Twitter, sa fasting. Sabi nung iba, Pastor, hindi ako mabubuhay nang walang Twitter. Kayang mag-skip ng pagkain, pero hindi kayang mag-skip ng FB? Wow. Pero pwede po natin gawin is that you just regulate your social media time and even your gaming time to 1 hour per day. So sasabihin mo lang, oh sige, ganitong oras lang ako mag-FB, mag-Instagram. So the rest of the day, I can really get in touch with God. Okay? So yun, at panghuli, I pray that you will dream bigger dreams. When you know your purpose, you get excited about what God is about to do in your life. Amen? Amen ba? Amen? Amen. Eh, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. So, in conclusion, discovering one's purpose in life essentially boils down to finding those one or two things that are bigger than yourself and bigger than those around you. It's not about some great achievement, but merely finding a way to spend your limited amount of time well. And to do that, you must get off your couch and act and take time to think beyond yourself, to think greater than yourself. And paradoxically, to imagine a world without yourself. And then you will be able to say, Lord, will my life make a difference? It will. If you get in touch with Jesus, no, pakita mo kung gaano kahalaga ka sa Kanya. Shall we all close our eyes? Let's all pray. Nung nilikha ka ng Diyos, kapatid, He was so excited. Habang hinahabi Kanya sa tiyan ng iyong ina, hindi niya papigilan ng Kanyang tuwa. At lahat ng inilagay niya doon sa tiyan ng iyong ina, all the DNA, the talents, the traits, the personality, the gifts, lahat yan nilagay ng Diyos. Why? Because God had a dream about you. Because God had a great purpose for your life. And then you were born. And then you lived. But somewhere along the way, you fell, you stumbled. Somewhere along the way, you lost track. You lost your way. And now you end up living this kind of life. Are you happy? Are you fulfilled? Are you satisfied? Then, nung nakita ng Diyos na napakalayo mo na sa Kanya, you know, He sent Jesus to die on the cross for you. Unang ginawa ka niya, pangalawa, tinubos ka pa niya. Why? Kasi he wanted to redeem you so that you can live your life to the fullest. So that you will be able to fulfill God's dream for your life. But that can only happen when you go back to the Lord and renew your relationship with Him. Binayaran ni Jesus ng kanyang dugo ang iyong buhay, ang langit para sa iyo. Alam mo, pati yung pangarap mo, binayaran niya sa krus. Pati ang bukas mo, bayad na sa krus. Kailangan lang matuklasan mo at ipamuhay mo ang dakilang layunin at pangitain ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Sa oras na ito, kapatid, if you feel that your life is a big mistake, if you think that your life is an accident, no, your life is not an accident. It's all well planned by God. If you feel you're lost, hindi mo alam kung saan ka pupunta, walang direksyon ang iyong buhay, napapagod ka na, paikot-ikot, now is the time to make a decision and say, Lord, I want to know my purpose and I want to know you. If this is your prayer, brother, sister, can you just raise your hand? If you want to be able to find your purpose, if you want to determine and discover God's dream for your life, can you just raise your hand? Yes, yes. God bless you. If you feel lost, if you feel you're a failure, if you're discouraged and disappointed with life, can you just raise your hand? You need the Lord more than anything. Just raise your hand. Yes, God loves you. God cares for you. And God has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, nakita kong kamay mo, kapatid. Praise God. Pwede mo nang ibaba ang iyong mga kamay. Salamat. Anyone here who wants to surrender his life to Jesus? Sinasabi mo, Lord, I want to live each day fulfilling your dream for my life. I want to commit my life, Lord, to a life of purpose, a life of destiny, a worthwhile, meaningful life. That's what I want, Lord, for you, for your glory. If this is your prayer, can you just raise your hand?